This is all about 2020, the year of karmic freedom. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what that is. I'm going to talk about the years leading up to this, why karma is a big thing now to release, why we need to release it, what's coming up for us, where we're headed. And when we get to the meditation, we're going to do some soul retrieval in that meditation, and I'll explain all of this to you as we go along. So there is a full moon today and a lunar eclipse. Okay, I promise you I do not schedule these events on these like crazy, chaotic, energetic days. I'm always guided as to the day that I need to create the salt cave or whatever it is, and it just so happens, it always seems to be around some big astrological occurrence. Anybody be waking up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Going to sleep at 3.
Okay, so a lot of this is the incoming energies. They are very intense. We have ourselves, light workers, to thank for that, because the status quo hasn't been working anymore. So the more we open and call forth those higher energies of the higher self, of love, of healing, of peace, the universe says, oh, you got it, and it sends it in. And then, you know, we blow circuits as humans, but we have to integrate this energy. That's the process of evolution and our awakening. So we've got the full moon and the lunar eclipse on our side today. So as always, the information that I'm going to talk about today, really, it doesn't come from me. It comes through me from spirit. I wake up July 19th from sleep, and I hear 2020 karmic freedom, 2020 karmic freedom. And I say, okay, spirit, now I understand what you want me to talk about in the forthcoming year. And from July 19th up until probably a couple of weeks ago, I'm being downloaded information as to what we're going to do tonight. So I'm just going to backtrack a little bit. Starting in 2016, all right, this was the year that spirit told me it was the year of the heart. Because prior to that, we had been focusing on healing, becoming psychic, all of the fun stuff. But there was a big piece missing in the energetic matrix, which was the energy of the heart, the deeper energy of the heart, the divine love that lives in the heart. So 2016 was the year where there's a lot of focus that went from psychic and healing and tarot cards and angel cards to actually come into the heart. There was more awareness about love and divine love in 2016. 2017 was the year of heart transformation. So if anybody remembers a few years back, that was a brutal year because the heart was opening. It was the year when heart palpitations, night sweats, even when you were in menopause, were coming through. You couldn't breathe, heaviness. All the symptoms, some people felt like there was a pole going through their chest because the heart was opening karmically and in the collective. So we had all of these symptoms that were showing up in the transformation of the heart opening in 2017. 2018 was the year of heart truth, where we actually began to speak from our heart instead of blaming, anger, pointing fingers. We began to speak more from a place of compassion, understanding, love. Now, this doesn't mean that these are the only energies that are around. They're not. There's all kinds of energies around. But this was sort of a major theme. I could see it. I saw it in my own life. I saw it in my practice. I saw it in the collective. So all this heart energy, 16, 17, 18, led us up to 2019. The beginning, the opening of karmic healing. The patterns, the repetitive patterns, I'm going to talk about that, that began to show up in people's lives that they didn't want any more. So last year was a brutal year. We had Anybody know how many retrograde periods we had offhand last year? And it's correct, because the retrogrades stop us, slow us down, pull us back. What do we need to review? What do we need to reevaluate? What do we need to take a look at again that maybe is still hanging out back there that we want to release? So we spent the year in slow motion trying to move forward, but the energy kept pulling us back to take a look, to review, right? Can everybody relate to that?
Yes.
There was so much of that, and that was meant for us to take a good look at what we needed to clear out. And I know a lot of people here, because I work with just about everybody here, that something, if not one or two or three or four or five things were coming up in your life. There was a lot of things coming up. So 2020, so what is 2020 bringing us? It's bringing us freedom from these patterns. Freedom. A new sense of freedom that we have never felt before. So when we talk about karma, it's said that karma can be the sum of a person's actions in this and previous states of existence, dictating the future state of existence, right? Because we're living in a continuum, one life to the next, to the next, to the next. So I saw this quote and I thought this was amazing. Why think separately of this life and the next when one is born of the last? Powerful, right? So we're reliving those karmic patterns over and over again. Now, if you've got some good karmic patterns, like you are naturally healthy, you have naturally amazing relationships, you naturally earn money and save it, you know, we all have these positive karmic patterns. Well, we don't need to look at those. We just need to look at the ones that aren't functioning at that higher level. All right? So we're bringing this stuff in. If you think of an infant that comes in with an illness, you would say, but this little baby hasn't even lived long enough to acquire any karmic patterns to be so sick. Well, we bring it in with us to heal it from one lifetime to the next. So more than ever before, we are being given the energy to actually cut these karmic cords, to actually release these karmic patterns, because we are not bound by them unless we think we are. We're not bound by them at all. So we humans choose to incarnate over and over and over and over again until we get it right. So with the awareness now of the healing that so many of us have been doing, that everybody here I know has been doing, we have the opportunity to start to cut the bonds and to move beyond them into freedom. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And there really is nothing more purposeful and joyful than this. Because what does it do for us? It raises us up. It raises us up out of the human condition, out of the human karma, the same old, same old, same old, same old, which those of us who are on the path, now you get tired of the same old, same old. The most exciting thing is to keep growing, is to keep expanding, is to keep reaching those heights of higher self-awareness and consciousness. Okay. So what are the karmic patterns? Ugh. Okay, they stem from hereditary or ancestors. They stem from emotions, right? You could have a karmic pattern of anger. Okay, you've been angry through the lifetimes. Okay, you could have karmic patterns of fear. You can have behavioral karmic patterns, rejection, abandonment, whether it's being done to you or you're doing it to somebody else. There's mental karmic patterns. This is a lot of the illnesses, mental illness that we see on the planet. Addictive patterns. These come from social, cultural, religious, and past life. So we are bombarded with all of these patterns that we really don't want anymore. Is there anybody here who doesn't want to feel totally empowered and free? Right? Crazy question, but it's true. Of course, it's what we long for. So how do you know your karmic patterns? Well, you know, they're the dominant themes in your life. They're the stuff that keeps happening over and over again. Do you earn money and can't save it? Do you have weight issues and the weight just doesn't want to come off? Or is there chronic illness? Is there people that you keep attracting into your life, the same relationships, attracting in the same friends who betray you, or attracting in a narcissist, keep attracting in narcissistic type people? Do you sabotage job opportunities? Do you sabotage relationships? Do you keep yourself small out of fear? I don't really matter. Even a feeling of, well, I'm not good enough is a karmic pattern. We weren't created to be this way. We were created to thrive, to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? We were created for abundance. So it's these darn karmic patterns that are so much in the way, and they're strong because they're deep-rooted. Even attaching ourselves to things or people for love is a karmic pattern. Because where's our highest love coming from?
Divine.
The divine, above self, connected to divine. And when we do that, we are radiating divine love just through our being. Okay. So 2020 offers us this energy to actually shift into this, to really release those karmic patterns, all right, more deeply, resulting in a newfound sense of freedom. This is not the freedom that you have and you say, I just want to do what I want when I want. That's like a nice freedom. We all have that. We all want to do what we want when we want. But this is a different kind of freedom. This is a freedom from ego. This is a freedom from the lower energies. And what can you imagine develops inside of you as a result of that?
Fearlessness.
Fearlessness. Good. What else?
Joy.
Joy.
Empowerment.
Empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All of these, but at a deep level, not just on the surface. Yes, I'm empowered, but then, you know, things don't go well, and then things just still start breaking down. There's a depth to our awakening, right? The depth to it. We're not meant to stay on the surface. So whatever we've been living through for centuries and centuries and centuries can now be completed. Now, this doesn't mean all your karmic stuff's going to be completed, but whatever you've been focusing on, whatever has been showing up in your life in the last year or so, is it ready to go? I would say yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right? And you don't have to worry about what it means in terms of situations, people. All you have to do is correct this within yourself, and the rest just falls into place, right? The internal world creates the external world. Because everything that happens for us, not to us, for us, heals at the soul level to help us return to that divine soul love. And that really is why we're here. So as we move into the next decade, this is offering us so much in terms of becoming our highest self. Are we going to get there in 10 years? And I said probably not, but we're going to inch up. We're absolutely going to inch up. And I say we should get excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fear it. Get excited about it. Because the energy coming in tells us to dream big. Dream for everything that we want, that we deserve. It's like we're coming home. And this is pushing us upward. And there's lots of creativity and lots of manifesting that's going to happen in this year. The beginnings of it. Expansion. Spirit tells me it will be a year for many people of peace and fulfillment. And that may not be in every single moment, but that's what we can expect from 2020, the year of karmic freedom. Because I don't know about you, but when I come back, and I'm coming back, and so are you, I don't want to hear any spiritual people say, I'm not coming back, no, you're coming back. You're coming back. There's lots to clear and there's lots to heal. But there's a few things I could do without in this lifetime. I want to kind of finish it up. Anybody disagree with that?
No. Amen.
We're ready, right? So we're going to do the meditation. There's going to be some soul retrieval in there. We're going to open up the energy centers. And at the end, there will be a channeling. And I have a sense of who is coming through. And I'll just let that happen as it needs to.